Hello there. Oh, Sandy, you're back. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, we got time. So I just want to finish off what we were doing yesterday. I don't know. I thought it was extremely excitistic. So let's just review again. And next week, I like to move to that Parshas Drachim. Parshas Drachim is also very excitistic. And then the Avnei Milum on the Parshas Drachim, we'll see. But basically, we said, just to review, because we got to get the basics here. The Gemara comes out, the Gemara had a Hava Mina, that the din is that they read the Mishnah says that Chayve Lavim have Chalitza b'nai Yibum. Even not just Chayve Lavim Vasei, but even Chayve Lavim. Chayve Krisis are partner from Yibum and Chalitza. The Gemara in the Hava Mina thought that that's Midiraisa. So where does that come from? So they thought that Chayve Lavim is some drasha of Rav Gidon Merav of Yevimto that tells us that there's no Yibum, even though logically there should be Yibum. Because it's a drasha that tells us there's no Yibum. And then there's a din, also the same drasha tells us that there is chalitza. And if we need a drasha, whatever. The Gemara's maskana is that that's not true, because if that would be true, then the din would be in bada lo kana. That's what the Gemara pretty much seems to say, that if you have a drasha that you're not kind of, then it should be in bada lo kana. And therefore, the Gemara says that the din is that it's only midrabanan and gzeira b'yirishayin to be a shniyah. Okay, now the Gemara doesn't say where do we put Rav Gidon Merav drasha. So the Ramban, and then the Gemara has another drasha for Chayve Krisis, kol sheino leyibim no lechalitza. So the Ramban, we didn't do all the Rambans, but the Ramban basically has two pshatim. One pshat is that at the end of the day, we don't need any psukim because everything is a svara. Chayve lavim v'aseh don't have yibum because ain't asei deicha lo se shesh bakares. Chayve, they have chalitza because zika v'ktila paka. And the chayve krisis don't have chalitza because it's lo tafsibo kedusha. So everything is misvara. Ramban, one pshat says you don't need any psukim. The second pshat is he says, and no, we Google learned that out from the psukim that Rav Gidon Merav, which says that there's no yibum but chalitza, he's speaking by chayve lavim v'aseh, and the pasuk of kol sheino leyibum of Lekachas is speaking by Chayve Krisis. The Ramban is unclear whether do we need the Psukim, we don't even need the Psukim. But Lechaira, both of them and the Ramban are the same. One side of the Ramban is you don't even need the Psukim. But even on the side you do need the Psukim, Pashit the Psukim are telling us what we would have said Misvara without the Psukim according to the Ramban in the first shot. Okay. And that's the Ramban. So we had, when we started the Sugya, we had two very important chakiras, which I believe are major machlokes rishonim. But yesterday we were just focusing on the Ramban. So the two chakiras we had is, why does Chayve Lavim Vaseh have chalitza? Is it because they have a shtickle yibum? Because you can't have chalitza without yibum. Because chalitza is an offshoot of yibum, and therefore it must be that there's a shtickle yibum. Or does chayve lavim say that something, some kind of relevance of yibum, zikas yibum, mitzvahs yibum, something of yibum? Or does chayve lavim say have no shaychus to yibum, and they have chalitza because chalitza is not connected to the mitzvahs yibum? The problem with that sad is if chalitza is not connected, chalitza is not connected to mitzvahs yibum, so therefore they have chalitza. Why not? The chalitza has nothing to do with yibum. Right, that was chakira number one. Very important chakira. Is chayve lavim asay have chalitza because they're somewhat in the parsha of yibum? Or they have chalitza because chalitza has nothing to do with yibum. About that, they're totally out of the parsha of yibum, but they have chalitza anyway. Okay. Kira number two was, why does chayve krisis don't have chalitza? Or don't have yibum and chalitza? That we learned from a drasha of kol sheino the yibum and the chalitza. Is it the einod of the yibum? The simple mashmos of the pasuk is mashma, then ain oda the yibum is a sibo. Because you're ain oda the yibum, therefore you're ain oda chalitza. Problem with that is, the chai ve'lama say also ain oda the yibum, and they have chalitza. So obviously it's not a sibo. So the other side to say is, ain oda yibum is only a simon. It's not really the sibo. It's just the way we describe the case. Chai ve'krisis, we use this terminology to describe chayve krisis, but the reason has nothing to do with ain oda yibum, and the reason is stam because it's a lotafsi bo kedushin, like the Gemara says, the star of chayve krisis lotafsi bo kedushin, and has nothing to do with the fact that it's ain oda yibum. Right, those were our two major chakiras. Is that okay? We're all okay. Everyone's so quiet. Okay, so then let's read over this Ramban again, and let's just decide what the Ramban is sounding, and then we can see, maybe we'll look in Tais, we'll see if Tais disagrees.
Is there any sign in the Gemara that when the Gemara says Tafsi Kedushin, it's just a navigation system of the Marroyas? In other words, it's not a Siba of anything.
That's what I'm saying. If one side, if you say that Einai the Yibam is a Siba for Einai the Chalitza, so then the Lotav Siba Kedushin is not the Siba. The Siba is Eino the Yibum. So the Lotav Siba Kedushin is I don't know what it is. It's a simon of a higher level. Rashi seems to say that Lotav Siba, Rashi himself, Rashi says, if you saw the Rashi, we'll see. But I don't want to get mixed up with different sheets. Rashi says that ain't a kedushin, and therefore it's Karina Bela Kachas, right? Rashi says Tazi Bela Kedushin is the last Rashi and Chafam and Aleph. He'll go Karina Bela Kachas. So Rashi clearly says that it's just a way of putting you into the drasha. We'll see. We'll have to see if the Ramban agrees. Right? The way Rashi learns, we have a drasha. The drasha is kol shein oda yibum ein oda chalitza, which means kol shein oda the lakachas ein oda chalitza. So the Tafsi bo kedushin puts you into the word of ein oda the lakachas. So it's not, according to Rashi, that's the bottom Rashi, Notazi but Kedushin is totally not relevant to why you don't have Chalitza or Yibam. Notazi but Kedushin is just how we know that the Pasuk is talking about you. Because the Pasuk says Lakachas. If you don't have Lakachas, you don't have Chalitza. So who's the woman that doesn't have Lakachas? It's the one that's Notazi but Kedushin. But it's the Torah is just a simon. Torah is saying that woman that doesn't have lakachas doesn't have chalitza. It sounds like it's a simon. You know, I don't know. Not sure. But okay, let's go back on the Ramban. So I wonder, because we were working on the Ramban, so let's finish one shita clearly. And then the question is with Rashi and Tosfos, everybody's different here. So let's see. So we gave yesterday this little Ramban in the middle. Divrei Maaskel Loshon Acher. Uparkiven mistavra. Kiven the chayve lavin tafsibo kedushin halitza bikti lo pako. In other words, logic tells us that chayve lavin should have chalitza, or at the end of the day, chayve lavin, I'd say. He's just going to have a meaning when they thought the pasuk speaking of chayve lavin, because it's not logical. Why shouldn't there be chalitza? Zika bikti lo paka. There's no logical reason why there shouldn't be chalitza. The chayve krisis lo tatbuk dushin upaki azika minayo. Chayve krisis has a logical reason because it's lo tatbuk kedushin upaka zika minayo. Right? So he's pretty clearly answering one of our svekas. He's pretty clearly seemingly arguing with Rashi that chayve krisis, that if I care, ain't a yibum is not the goyre. Or raya, because he says chayve lavim, even though it's ain't a yibum, logic tells me that you have to have chalitza. Because why not? Zika bikdila paka. But by chayve krisis, the Tatsi Bokadushin, so that's why Fkia Zika. So it's not because ain't oida yibum, it's because it's Poki, it's Otapsi Bokadushin. Right? So he's pretty clearly there on bad. He says this many places in this play page, but it's pretty clear over here too, that the Ramban understands that the reason why there's no Zika by Chayve Krisis is because of Tatsi Bokadushin. No, that everyone agrees that that's what Ramban's saying. He'll make sure everyone agrees before we go right there. Right? He says, V'chai v'ekriz in the Tathak Dushin, U'paki zika minay. It's a din. It's because there's no Kedushin, so it's mafkia the zika. Okay. Anyway, that's what he sounds like he's saying. V'zeh aloshin shiprashim in the Maida. Because there's nothing to take off the Zika. If there's nothing to take off the Zika, so that it's a logic, even though it's ain't oy le yibum, chay v'lavim is ain't oy le yibum, even chay v'lavim I say it's ain't oy le yibum, but why shouldn't you have chalitza? Right? That was a machlokes, the Ramban and Tosis before. And the Gemara said, Bishlama. Tosis learned that once that the pashtus is if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. By chay v'lavim asay. Tosis learned that's Tosis and chaf awa from alawif that without any pasik, we would assume that chay v'lavim asay are potter from chalitza. And the Ramban argued. The Ramban said without any pasik, I would assume chay v'lavim have chalitza because there's a Zika Bikdila Paka.
Is that Simon? Is that Simon?
Zika Bikdila Paka is that it's illogical. Forget it. It's also see, in other words, the Siba why the Zika goes off is because of the Isser.
But that was our problem last time that we didn't understand. If the Zika of Chalitza should never be here because it's just a plan B of Yibum, which is what we were saying, Taisvis. So what does that mean, Zika Bechdi? There shouldn't be any Zika to talk about. That's what we were discussing last time in the Ramban.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
Nothing. I don't know.
So he says that by Chai V'Lavim, they have an essay, they're chosen misvara because Zika Bikdila Paka. So the simple reading, I'm going to set you up, is that he's holding that Chalitza has nothing to do with Yibum. That would be what, the simple reading. And he said this step, because he says, Chai Velavim, I say, chosen misvara. Why is it chosen misvara? There's no mitzvah Yibum. That's what Tavis said. So you have to say that he holds that Chalitza has nothing to do with Mitzvah Yibum. But then the next line doesn't read. I think we got stuck yesterday on this next line. I don't remember what we did. I think we tried to answer too, but okay. Then he says the AFLP Shabbat Lokanu. Yisroel the Biyosam Bizer. What's this? The AFLP Shabbat Lokanu. What's he saying in this line? What's the question? What's the problem? What is his problem? What is his problem and what's his answer? Why is that? Okay, because chalitza is a separate mitzvah. Okay, bala lo kano, because there's no mitzvah yibum, obviously. So what's his chiddush?
Comfortable reading the words. Rabbi's comfortable reading the words zika b'chdi laikana to mean that it's a separate mitzvah chalitza. I mean,
I thought you were saying that. I'm saying no. Setting you up.
I'm asking how we are reading the words. How is he responding to, let's say, Taisa Shita that there should be no chalitza because there's no yibum? Right. So how is he responding to that? Zika b'chdi. What do you mean? It doesn't go away. What it? What's the it? There's nothing here. That was what we were asking last time.
Right. So I'm asking you. So the simple answer would be that the Ramban holds that the chalitza is a separate mitzvah.
In other words, no. So that's what I'm asking on that right there.
But Rabbi's comfortable. I would have been comfortable except for the next line of the Ramban.
Even before the next line, those words. Before
the next line, I would have been comfortable. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit funny because it's the reason it is not because Zika Bechti. The reason is it's like putting on tefillin. It's a different mitzvah. We're not discussing that.
It has a Zika of Chalitza.
The Zika Bechti, what do we say? With nothing. We're saying this is Chalitza.
Okay. The mice, I don't think it's good. So there's nothing better to argue whether. I can be daichik the lashon, but okay. I think I could have been daichik the lashon. In other words, this is where I think trying to understand this Ramban. The Ramban is saying that the machlekes the Ramban and Taisus. Taisus says that if there's no yibum, then the pashtus is no chalitza. That's what Taisus says in the Taisus Bishlama on the top of Chafam Alav. That the Svara Chitzayna is that if there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. If you have no Psukim, Taibin says clearly, if you have no Psukim, the assumption is if there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. The Ramban argues with Taisus about five different places. He argues right there on Bishlama, on that Taisus. He argues at the end of the Sukkah, and he argues here. And he says that even if there's no Yibum, there's still Chalitza, and if I care, it's misvara. That's what he says right here. That was a ma'ida where we argued with Taisus. Logic tells you that you're chaytzim in a taira because there's zika. Why should the chalitza go up? They
point out that word is taken out in the thing.
I don't take it out. Just don't take it out for me. I don't like when people take out words. I don't go, you know, I mean, we don't follow. We usually follow we get into this argument, but it says here.
I'm saying Rebbe bases everything on that word.
Basing everything on that word. He said the Ramban said this himself beferish before. I don't know if you have a Ramban with you. He said it before, he said it later. But the general thing is less of the Ksav Yad. What Ksav Yad? So who's this mystical Ksav Yad that's so reliable? So somebody wrote. So the Ramban, our printed Ramban is also a Ksav Yad. You think the guy just took the word in, you know, so okay. The Ramban says this. In two different places, but I just don't know if you people have Ramban because they only sent you this one sheet. I don't know if you have Ramban on you. The Ramban said when he argued with Taisus said that the Bishlama doesn't make sense. And he says that it does make sense because Chalitza, why shouldn't you have Chalitza? And at the end of the day, the Ramban says it again. Now, the Ramban says it a few places. So it's not just based on the word Misvara. But he says it here. He says it here too. Shat Chai V'la Shashim HaMesei Chotzim Misvara Min HaTayra. So the question is, so why are they Chotzim Misvara Min HaTayra? Because Yiba Min Chalitza are not connected. So then what's this Kasha? The Af Al Pi Shem Bada Lo Kano. What's his problem?
We said yesterday that if there's Zika, then the Shemaisa should be Bolo Kano at the end of the day.
Why? There's no Mitzvah Yibum. It's just a Zika for Chalitza. There's no Zika for Yibum.
There's no such thing as just a Zika for Chalitza. There's a din of in a Liba, maybe, but there's no Bazundra din of Zika for Chalitza. There's a Zika. Now you can do Chalitza, but there's a Zika.
Okay, so this is, we wanted to say this yesterday. It's a very, very big chiddush. In other words, we wanted to say that he has this lashon. And this was a little bit what Sfira has. It says, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka. What does it mean, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka? There's no mitzvah. So what are you talking about, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka? That is because Zika and mitzvah are two separate things. Zika is, there's an automatic din. When the dead brother dies, you get his ishes. That's a Zika. Ramban says, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka. Then there's a second thing, that there's no mitzvah. Yes mitzvah, no mitzvah. That's totally on whether Esei Deicha Losa say. But the Zika, even if there's no mitzvah, there's still a Zika for Yibum.
Why would there be an automatic Zika if there's no mitzvah?
Because the Zika is the Ishus. That's really mashed in the Lushan, that because the Minei, I think that's what you were asking me. What does he mean, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka? Zika Bichdi Lo Paka means that there's definitely a Zika, and now we want to know, is it Paka Bichdi or not? The Chara, that's not the Shaida. The Shaida is there not a Zika?
Fair enough. I hear how it would answer the word. I'm just trying to understand Rabbi Svara.
Why would he? And the decide that there's no Zika is not because Zika but these Paka. The decide there's no Zika is because you never got the Zika in the first place. So what it sounds like from the Lashon, Ramban again says, sounds like from the Lashon of the Ramban that you get a Zika in the first place is nothing to talk about.
If the mitzvahs are raised, isn't that an Eishes Achshi Yesh Labanim? Legabe Yibum. Legabe Yibum.
Please don't use the Eishes Achshi Yesh Labanim. Keep it away from that. There's no Eishes Achshi Yesh Labanim. The mitzvah, the Zika, sounds like from the Ramban, that when you're dead, that Shtorah created a din, that when the brother dies, the dead brother automatically gets his Eishes. Period. Now that's Zika. Now there's another thing. There's a mitzvah yiba. Comes along the svara. Ain asay daicha lo sasev asay. There's no mitzvah yiba. So now you have a Zika without a mitzvah. Clear as the Ramban. Oh, if there's Zika without a mitzvah, so let's be paka the Zika, because the Torah, even though the Torah made a din that there's an automatic Zika. But since that Zika is not serving any function, so let the Zika be Paka, says the Ramban, Zika Bichdi Lo Paka. So Zika Bichdi Lo Paka means that because since it's an automatic Zika, the Zika is not connected with the mitzvah, so therefore there's still a Zika. So now the Ramban, that I think is the Ramban Shita. Zika Bichdi Lo Paka, I there's no mitzvah. So what? Because the Zika and the mitzvah are shnei dinim nifradim. That's what it sounds like the Ramban holds. That the Zika and the Mitzvah are not connected. So therefore, he has a problem. If there's a Zika, so why don't we say then a Balakano? You have a Zika. Granted, there's no Mitzvah, but you got a Zika. If there's a Zika, you should be Kaina. That sounds like the Ramban's Kasha. Ramban is bothered by Akasha. That why is it that I just got finished saying that by Chai Velavim, Chosim Yisvaram in Taira, because Zika Bikti Lo Paka. Oh, if there's a Zika, so why isn't it bother Lo Kano? I can say, what do you mean? Because there's no mitzvah. What's the difference? The Ramban's Havamina was that the Kinyan is a Totsah of the Zika, not a Totsah of the Mitzvah. And for the Ramban, that the Kinyan is a Totsah of the Mitzvah. Shem should be awesome Be'isr. But that's a Chiddush. The Ramban and his Havamina, the Ramban was Mechadesh, that Chai Ve'lavim say have a Zika, but they don't have a Mitzvah. Zika Bektilo Paka. Rabbano, Zika Bektilo Paka. So the Zika remains, but there's no Mitzvah. So it's Havamina. So what the Rabban is debating, Taisus doesn't have such a thing. Taisus says that there's no Mitzvah, there's no Zika, I don't know, whatever. But the Rabban has a Shita. Wait, we're reading the Ramban, that the fact that there is no mitzvah, Chai Ve'lavim say have no mitzvah, there's still no reason why there shouldn't be Zika.
Is that a Zika Zibum? Is that a Zika Zibum?
Zika Zibum. Zika, it's a Zika for a Zika, because it's a Zika of a marriage. Zika means a quasi marriage. But Memele, the Ramban's Havamina was, so then there should be an automatic din that you should be kind of. The chayra, if a person's bar yimto, you know, with b'shoigeg, the nechave and the shame's nuts. So pashtus, you know, and leaving abishol out of it, but he's not mekayim the mitzvah yibum, but he's still in bar elkano. So pashtus shat in mitzvah yibum is you don't need the key of mitzvah to make them bar elkano. You just need because your mitzvah srich is kavana, pashtus. You didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. Pashtus, you're not yet in a mitzvah. But if you have bia, well, you're vimto, you're kaina. So what do I, so the Ramban's Havamina was, that what do I care that there's that essay, ain't essay, doicha lo se va se. And there's no mitzvah, but if that can't take off the Zika, because the Zika b'chti lo paka, and the Zika and the mitzvah shnei dinim nifradim, so you have a full-fledged Zika, because Zika b'chti lo paka, so you have a 100% full-fledged Zika, so why don't you get him bar elkano? That seems to be the Ramban's problem. Because Zika Bektila Paka. If Zika Bektila Paka, you should have in Bada. Why isn't it Bada Lokano? Teretz it because Biasa Biser. So even though there's a full fledged Zika, if there's a Bia Biser, you're not Kaina. Yeah, I don't know what the Svara Biasa Biser is, but that's what he means exactly. But that's what he's saying. Now, there's, if Havamina was, since you have a Zika, you should have a Kinyan. Tarot says that once it's Biyasa B'Isser, there is no Kinyan. What's as far as Biyasa B'Isser? So it either is because mitzvah baba veira, or it's because you don't have any mitzvah. In other words, there's, that would be, in other words, what I would say the pshat is that he's assuming that even the debate between his Havin and Maskana is whether the Kinyan is contingent on the mitzvah or the Kinyan is contingent on the Zika. The Havamina was that if there's Zika, there's a Kinyan. And the Maskana is that you need a mitzvah to have a Kinyan. And since it's Lava, it's Lava say, Torah never gave a mitzvah to Lava say, so there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, so you can't have a Kinyan.
So like Taisvis disagreed, this is like a major machlekes. This is like
Taisvis.
No, I'm saying Taisvis that it says anytime that this year, the, I'm saying the Bishlama. That anytime, I'm Taisvis saying like.
Says that the Rabban and Taisvis argue right on that Taisvis, the Rimasko Bishlama. Taisvis leaves the Gemara Shver. I don't know if we did this in Shver.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We did. Taisvis says when the Gemara says Bishlama, Taivis asakash, the Gemara says, say, Bishlama, Chai Velavim, I say, understand. So, Frank, Taivis Akasha, why do you understand Chai Velavim, I say? Granted, ain't Asay Taichalos, say, I say, but that's only a reason why there shouldn't be Yibam. But there's just, but that's the reason, shouldn't be Yibam. But for the same logic, there shouldn't be Chalitza.
Right. So, he's saying, so right there,
Chalitza.
Saying, so I'm saying he would look at the Ramban.
I'm just saying over the Bikias. And the Ramban argued, and the Ramban said that no, that there is Chalitza, and the Ramban's words, I don't have the Ramban here. I do have the Ramban here. The truth is, I have the Ramban. The Ramban argued with Taisus. His words were, the Zika Bastilo Paka.
Same words.
So the Ramban says, right there, that Taivis is wrong. Taivis assumes that if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. And Rabban says that's not true because Zika Bechtiva Paka. So,
and that's what, and we're saying that he means all this fancy Torah that we're saying now, that the Zika comes right away and everything like that?
I don't know. And what else does that mean? Zika Bechtiva Paka. Zika, the language is that there is a, that it's low Paka. Lopaka means that it's here for it's the lotion of the Ramban is Masra, that his Havamina was that Zika, if his Havamina was that the Zika doesn't come, he shouldn't say Zika Bechdi Lopaka. He should say that the Zika never comes because since there's no Mitzvah Yibam, Hashem never gives you a Zika. So that his answer, Zika Bechdi Lopaka, is not speaking to the point. And that's what he says over here also.
His Havamina was already different than Taisvis? Even in the Kash, even in his Havamina stage?
I don't know. If you want to know what Taisvis, I don't know.
No, I'm saying because he wasn't saying like Taisvis that, well, if there's no Yibam, then automatically there's no Chalitza. He was not saying that because then the words don't fit. So I'm saying already in the Havamina, when he was asking, it was that there should be no chalitza was not because of Taisvis Svar.
So what I would say, if you push me, push to shove, is that I would say that not that we have Ram Chan and the Ramban, we have Ram Chan and Taisvis. That even Taisvis knows that the Zika and the Mitzvah are two separate things, because that's obviously a given. Ramban took it as a Davar Pashut, but Taisvis held that Zika Bichti Paka, that you're since the Torah, since there's no mitzvah, so there's no point of having Zika, so we take away the Zikas, even though there's an automatic din that there should be a Zika, but Zika Bichti Paka means if the Zika is serving no function, it gets removed. Now that's a machlekes, that would be what I would think. Is the Machlekes Taivis and the Ramban. Taivis holds that even if the Torah made a Zika, but and the Torah created a din, that there should automatically be a Zika. But if that Zika is not serving any function, positive function, so then the Torah will just take it off. What do we need it for? So it's Zika Bikti Paka. The Ramban holds that once a Zika is chal, Zika is a kain, a kedushin, so Zika can't go off. So Zika b'ti lo paka. I what chayve krisis? Chayve krisis is because the lo tafsi bo kedushin. That's a special svara. So chayve krisis has the koyach to take off the. but if they without a koyach of chayve krisis, zika b'kzi is lo paka.
Is there a reason why we're saying Tosus agrees with the Ramban that it's two different things? We were saying before Tosus held was one thing.
The reason
you just don't want to make a machlokas between them. That's a...
Because we would like them, that at least in their Havamina, we would like the Ramban and his, we would like that the Ramban and his Havamina and Tosus and his Havamina agreed. The Ramban also had a Havamina like Tosus, that if there's no Yibam, there's no Zik, there's no Chalitza. And the it's mashma from the Ramban that it's having it was Zika Bikti Paka. So it's since the pashtus since in learning, if both Titus and the Ramban like asking the same question, where they both bother, they both assume that there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, and they both ask the same kasha, why does the Gemara say Bishnama that Chai Velave Vase are good? It's fair, why is there a Chalitza? So the and then the Ramban answers because Zika Bitila Paka. So the assumption is, that's what Steve was saying, that till the Ramban was Mechade Zika Bitila Paka, he and Taifis were holding the same thing. And since the Ramban's Lashon of Zika Bitila Paka is Mashma, that his Havamina was that Zika and the is a set that the Zika is separate from the Mitzvah. So then, if that's what the Ramban held in his Havamina, then it would be nicer to say that Titus also holds it in his Havamina. It's not Mukhruch, but it just would be nicer. Okay. Anyway, that's how we learned the Ramban. I haven't done, but I made a mistake. I feel bad. I forgot. So I don't know what we should do. Do you people have Ramban on you, or you don't have Rambans there available? Some people have Ramban. What bothers me, the Ramban says this thing many times over here on Daf Chaf, that Zika Betila Paka and Chayve Krisis don't have Yibum because of Lotafsi Bokadushin. What bothers me is the Ramban, we did a Ramban in the beginning of the year, which I assume everyone forgot, but we did it. Which was a machlekes Tosfos and the Ramban, which is very nice that they're maybe the Shitasa, but it's a little strange that it's by Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos on Daf Tes, the Gemara says on Daf Tes, Rabbi Akiva holds that ain kedushin Tosfos b'chai ve'lavin. So Tosfos asks, so the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, that ain't kedusha and taisa v'chai ve'lavim, so chai ve'lavim are potter from yibam and chalitza. So the Gemara takes that as a davar pashut, or just makes that assumption. According to Rabbi Akiva, since chai ve'lavim are erbas, so they're included in the din erbas, and they don't have yibam chalitza. Frak taisis akasha and have tesam and al, the bottom taisis. He says that all over Shas, the Gemara makes this assumption, but he doesn't know. How does the Gemara know that's such an assumption? Because Pashtus and Svara, that the call took the Pidin of Shas, the Chayv and Akiva, the Rain Tishtav, Chayv and Rav, the Chayv, even in the Kul Chayv increases. The Tame and the Reed, Amayna, Amin, Ar Akiva, Dossi, Yossi, Dossi, 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 the Tzayv is as the Kasha, Koyjev, Yakiva, why don't we say, Essay, Dossi, 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 so comes along the Ramban and he answers Tavis's Kasha. How does the Ramban answer Tavis's Kasha? Very simple. He says, if it's a Lotafsi Bokadushin, so it's Mafkia Zika, right? Which sounds beautiful. It's a Ramban and Shitasa. The Ramban holds that the reason why Chayve Krisis don't have Zika. Is there really the fact that there's an Isser is not why there's no Zik, no Chalitza. Chai ve'lavima say misvara should have Chalitza. Why doesn't Chai ve'krisis have Chalitza? Because There's a special because of the Daf Sibah Kedushin, what the Rabban says. He says that over here in Daf Chav. So therefore, he says that on Daf Chav and Av. He says the Gemara says Bishnama. The Gemara doesn't yet know any psukim. And without any psukim, the Gemara understood that Chayve Krisis don't have Yibam Lechalitza because Kores is Mafkia Zika. And Chayve Lama say have Chalitza because it's not the Mafkia Zika. Right, so the Ramban answer on Daf Tes is Mamish Neshitaso. The Ramban holds that Chayve Krisis is Mafkia Zika because it's Lotafsi Kedushin. That's what the Ramban says about five places on Daf Chav. So of course, so in Rabbi Akiva, it's the same thing. If it's Lotafsi Kedushin. So it's Mafkia Zika. So what does it help me that it's Essay Daichalos to say? So Tafsi Bar Kedushin. It's in one sense, it's very beautiful that the Ramban is consistent. Right? The problem that I have is that the Ramban makes it sound like on Daf Tes that he's saying this most radical Kiddush. He says, Rabbi Akiva, Gadi Rachmana Barayis, Behold in a Chai Veladim, the Chol de Rotasi Bakdusha Mafkia Zika, Bakati Kosha, High Smar, Hekisha Mina, and Rabbi Akiva. Like, what in the world?
No, because up there you have a Say Daichaloisa say also. So the child is who talks first?
If it's Lotafsi Bakadusha, it's not.
But if the but Gufa, it's different. If the Asay will be Daichaloisa say, then the Gufa won't be an Isser. And that who talks first, like we said, by Krisis on Daf Chav, and the mice is not Doichen.
Okay, so you're saying that the Ramban's Chiddush on Daf Tes is because you would have said that the essay is Doichen.
But that's Tysus Kasher, yeah.
I understand. But that's not in the Ramban's Loshen. That means the Ramban's answer, the Ramban always knows that Chayve Krisis takes off Zika because of Mafkia Kedushin, Mafkia Zika. His only chavamina was that since the essay knocks out the losa say, so it's like the losa say is not here. So his answer is a chiddush in essay daicha losa say that the essay doesn't knock out the losa say, but it's not. He doesn't say a word about that in his answer. It just says that the akiva gadach one by writing the chayve rabin the call the rotafsi book dusha and mafkia zika. I mean. You Ramban, that's Yashikayach. That's you say that it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, it's Mafkia Zika. You said many times on Daf Chav that if it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, Mafkia Zika. What are you saying on Daf Tes? The big Chiddush, you ask the Kasha.
Because that's assuming there's a pasuk.
I see, but that's not what he says. I'm saying that you know the Ramban and his answer has to be mechadesh is chiddush. If the Ramban, you're saying the Ramban always knows it's a davar pashut Ramban that otafsi bo kedushin mafkia zika, but his havamina was that if essay daifelosa say so it's tafsi bo kedushin because like the lav is not here.
No, I'm saying something else. I'm saying that he doesn't want to use Daf Chav. He doesn't assume the Gemara on Daf Tes is using Daf Chav.
Why not? No, that's not true. No, of course the Gemara on Daf Tes is using Daf Chav. Gemara Daf Tes is using the Maskana. Of course, that's no. It's only Mineyabe on Daf Chav. There's a sequence in the Gemara. We don't assume the first step of the Gemara knew the step two. But a different blat, of course, new Daf Tes, Daf Chav. That's if it would be schwer if it didn't work with Daf Tes. That would be very schwer. So the Gemara is working with the Maskana, with the MS. Every Gemara works with all other Gemaras. You know, they're working with the MS. So I'm saying it's just very strange to me. I don't really have an answer for this. Is that the Ramban, what you're saying is right, that the Ramban's Havamina could have been that he held that essay Deichalosa say makes that it's Tafsi Bo Kedushin, and he's Mechadesh that essay Deichalosa say doesn't make that it's all Tafsi, that it's lo tats the tatsi bo kedusha. But that doesn't fit in his words. His words are the rekiva gode rachmana by rayas woden achai velavin the chol de lo tats kedusha mafki azika. That you say the chol de lo tats kedusha mafki azika. That's not that everybody, according to Ramban, every single person in the world agrees to that if it's Lautasi book, Dushan Mefki Azika. And what the Hebrew should say that the essay doesn't remove it, he doesn't even say. Then he has the Kasha, Kapti Kasha, High Svara, Hesu Shaminis, and Yemine. Like, I don't know, to me, it's very strange. Like the Ramban, what? I don't know.
What's strange again?
All right. I'm sorry. It's my fault that I didn't send the Marimakal. The Ramban over here at Daf Chav.
Maybe somebody could send a picture on the chat if somebody has.
The Ramban at Daf Chav says three times that the reason why Chayvei Krisis don't have Chalitza is because they're not Tafsi Ba Kedusha. And he says that that's a svara. You don't even need a pasuk for it, okay. Right? He said that on daf chaf amid aleph, because the Gemara said bishlama. The Gemara didn't ask any questions and chayve. The Gemara seemed to say that everything is good. Chayve krisis is good. The Mishnah says chayve krisis don't have chalitza. No problem. The Mishnah says, Chayve lav nevasei have chalitza. No problem. The Mishnah says, Chayve lav, the lav don't have yibum, that's a problem. But everything else, the Rabban said, was good. So the Rabban explained, Chayve lav nevasei, the Gemara held, had chalitza because Zika b'gdila paka. Chayve krisis, and that they held me svara. Chayve krisis don't have chalitza because kareis is mafkia Zika. Rabban said on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that the Gemara held me svara, that this is why the Gemara did not ask on the Mishnah, that this is Mishnah on Daf Chaf, they didn't ask on the opening line, why is Chayvei Kareis don't have Chalitza? They didn't ask on Chayvei Lavin Vasei. They only attacked Chayvei Lavin because they understood. Chayvei Lavin Vasei have Chalitza because Zika Bektila Paka. Chayve Krisis don't have Chalitza because there's a Zika. Kareis is Mafkia Kedusha, which is Mafkia Zika. The Rabban says that. We did that, Rabban, you know, a month ago. I don't know how long we did it. Why? The Rabban says it again on Chafra Aleph, Chafra Medeh, which we didn't do. Then he said at the end of the day, he says, you don't even need a Pasuk because everything is Misvara. Chayve Lavin Vasei. Misvara have chalitza because Zika b'kdid paka, and Chayve Krisis are potter because Kareis mafkia Zika. The Ramban that we're doing now, he also seems to say this. He says the Chayve Krisis lo tafsi ba kedushin upaka Zika minayu. So the Ramban three times says on Daf Chav that the reason why Chayve Krisis don't have Chalitza is because you can't have Zika by a Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. Because Lotafsi Bo Kedushin is an anti-Kedushin force, and Zika is the same as Kedushin. So if you don't have Zika, if you don't have Kedushin, you don't have Zika, which is a very easy svara, very nice svara. Zika is a type of bond, and if there's no Tapsi Book Kedushin, there's no Zika.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then the problem is, so then and according to the Ramban, the Charet should be Pashit, that according to Rabbi Akiva that holds it's no Tapsi Book Kedushin by Chai Ve'lavim, right. Well, there's no Zika. Because what's it according since the Yisoid of the Yisoid of everything according to the Ramban is that Lotafsi Bo Kedushin makes that you can't have Zika and Chayve Lavim according to Akiva is Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, so it's logical that Chayve Lavim according to Akiva should not have Chalitza.
So Rabbi doesn't.
I just want to repeat the question. So the problem is that the Ramban says this on Daf Tes, and he argues with Taifas, which is very nice. Right. It's they're going to Shitasa. He makes like he's saying that the language of the Ramban is like he sounds like he's saying like the most radical Chiddush.
I see.
And he leaves himself schwer. Where did the Gemara know to say such a radical thing? You know, I'm saying this radical Chiddush, and I don't know how the Gemara knew it, but okay, that's schwer. It's schwer how the Gemara knew it. I mean, why is it radical? What was this Havamina?
Does Rabbi understand the Havamina?
The Ramban? No.
Oh, so Rabbi's asking in the Havamina. The Ramban's Havamina on Daf Tes, Rabbi doesn't understand.
No, because it's not Mashma like you that his Havamina was that the essay removes it because he doesn't relate to that in his answer. If you're going to tell me his Kasha was because he thought that since essay Deicha, so essay is Deicha everything. Okay, that I could hear, but then
what was the Bishlama a month ago?
That essay is not Deicha everything.
What was the Bishlama before Daf Chaf? A month ago, Rabbi was happy with the Ramban. Why?
Because the simple reading of the Ramban is that the Ramban does not know this Yisayin.
What was this Habamina?
His Habamina was that the reason why Zika goes off is not because Lotafsi Bakadushin, because Lotafsi Bakadushin is not the Siba for removing Zika. The Siba for removing Zika is Ein Ida the Yibam. This is, I think, what the Birka Shmuel learned. This is, I think we learned the Birka Shmuel, that what is the Siba why Chayve Krisis don't have Chalitza? His Habamina was that the Siba is Ein Ida the Yibam. Ein Ida Yibam is the Iker Siba. That's the mashmos of the drasha. Kosh ein oda yibum, ein oda chalitza. You need ein oda the yibum. I don't tafsi b'kedushin. That's not relevant because kedushin and zika are shnei dinim defradim, and the fact that it's not tafsi b'kedushin has nothing to do with zika. The reason why zika goes off is because it's ein oda yibum. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's oda the yibum. So it's a pliatsuma, the corner of a kiva is on the yibum. So then why shouldn't there be a Zika? That was Ramban's Havamina. Ever Ramban, a radical Kiddush, and that even though Bishop Shad and everybody else till now is the reason why Chayve Krisis don't have Chalitza, is because there's no mitzvah, because ain't out of the yibum. But by the Rabbi Akiva has a whole different shita in Shas in Yevamis, and Rabbi Akiva says it's not the Ein Ida the Yibum that does it, but it's the Lotafsi B'Kedushin that does it. I'm pretty sure that that's how we learned the Birka Shmuel. That's what he said. That Rabbi Akiva has a the Ramban is Mechadish. That Rabbi Akiva has a different Havana than everybody else, and why Chayve Krisis are not Ida the Yibum. I don't really remember for sure the Birka Shmuel, but that's what I think so. But the we have a drasha. So the question is, does that drasha carry over to Chayve Lav and according to Akiva? So it would depend on what the Hezbollah and the drasha is. If the Hezbollah and the drasha is because because Ein Ida the Yibum is the Siba for Ein Ida the Chalitza, so then it shouldn't carry over to Chayve Lavim, because the Chayve Lavim is Ida to Chalitza, to Yibum, because Esei Deicha Losa say. But if it's the Siba, the reason why you don't have Chalitza, because it's all Tafsi Bo Kedushin, so then it would carry over to Rabbi Akiva. So the way I think we learned is that the Ramban and his Havamina thought that Kosh ain't out of the Yibam, ain't out of the Chalitza is a Siba. I'm pretty sure that's how we learned. And therefore, he said that Siba doesn't apply according to Yakiva because this is Ida the Yibam. It's Essay Deichel also say. So it's Ida the Yibam. So you're missing the Siba to Patio. Ever the Rabban, a radical Kiddush that Rabbi Akiva holds. That the reason why there's no chalitza is not because ain't no yibum, but rather because it's lotatzi b'kedushin. But the problem is that that's beautiful, except the Ramban at Daf Chav says that everybody holds that way. He says it five times that the reason why there's no chalitza is because of Tatsi Bo Kedushin. Not just in Rabbi Akiva.
But Tatsi Bo Kedushin, according to Rabbi Akiva, means something else because that includes Lavin, Chayvei Lavin.
Doesn't mean anything else. It just includes more cases. But it's the same you say. So if it's Lotasi, but according to the Svar that the Ramban is saying here, that Zika and Kedushin are the same thing. And Lotasi about Kedushin, just like if you can take off Kedushin, you take off Zika. So of course, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's Lotasi about Kedushin, by Chayvei Lavin, so it's Lotasi about Zika, so you can't have Zika, which is what the Ramban says on that test.
Rebbe, if the question is, if there's a mitzvah, I know it's who was saying before, but if there's a mitzvah, right, and let's say we know it's lo tafsi b'kedushin, but l'maisa there's a mitzvah. We see the Gemara says klar, even by chayvei krisis, right, that's Tosis, even in chayvei krisis, it's lo tafsi b'kedushin, but if there's a mitzvah, it should still work. There's some kind of olibim, there's some kind of zika, there's something there that Gemara says that we know it's not tafsi b'kedushin, but it should work. That's what Tosis is coming from. Because the Ramban and the Rajba, That's very nice, but we know that the yesod of lo tafsi b'kedushin outweighs mitzvah, and that's where something is a chiddush nifla, because the Gemara has a klar havamina that it should be doicha, even though it's lo tafsi b'kedushin, not siba simen. It's klar the Gemara holds that. So that's what say the Ramban, say the Rajba say, lo tafsi b'kedushin is ikur yesod, and those who know Rabbi Akiva know that comes even stronger than a mitzvah. That we know, I don't know that we know that from Daf Chav.
Okay, so what you're saying is that even though the Ramban over here on Daf Chav says that the reason why Chayvei Krisis don't have Chalitza is because it's a little Tafsi Bo Kedushin, and the Tafsi Bo Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, but Lu Yitzur, you had a case where there'd be a mitzvah, so even though it's a little Tafsi Bo Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, you would still have Zika. I mean, it's a little hard to hear.
There's something there that should act, that should be pale. I don't know what it should be.
If our Kedushin removes Zika, so what is Mitzvah going to do? There's no, I hear you, the structure might be right, but it sounds very strange because if I care that you can have Zika without Mitzvah, I can hear. But mitzvah without Zika sounds very strange. If there's no Tafsi Bo Kedushin, there's no Zika, so why is she also the shuk? Because there's a mitzvah, you know. The mitzvah can't do anything without the Zika. We were mechanish in the Ramban that you can have a Zika without a mitzvah. That's what we said. Bechai ve'lavim asay, there's no mitzvah, but they still have a Zika. And that's why they need chalitza. But to say that you can have a mitzvah without Zika, I know that sounds very strange. You know that's what you're saying. Maybe that's right, but it sounds very strange that even though the Ramban holds that Chayvei Krisis is Mafkia Zika, but if Esei Daifa Lozei, they said there's a mitzvah. So how can a mitzvah work without Zika? It just seems so strange.
But why do we have to say that there's no Zika? I mean, in a situation where there's the Chiyah, then we don't say that like Tafsi Bo Kedushin.
Why not? But then the Ramban in that test is saying the wrong point. If that's the Ramban's Kasha that he held, that since it's the Chiyah, that's a simple shot, that the Ramban's Kasha would be, that's what Svi was saying before, that the Ramban's kasha was, I think she was saying that, I might have got them mixed up, who said what, that the Ramban's kasha at that test was that Esei Doche Lose is Doche the Gamre. So I'm not only Doche the Isser, I'm Doche your Lotafsi Bo Kedushin powers. And right. The answer is I'm not Doche the Gamre. But that's totally closer in the Lashon of the Ramban and that test. That's why I said I made a mistake. I should have photocopied, should have sent you again the Ramban and that test. The Ramban and that test doesn't mention a word about Esei Deichelosa, say. According to his chat, the whole switch between the Ramban's having Maskana and that test is Esay Daichalosa say remove the Notafsi but Kedushan power, or doesn't it remove the Notafsi but Kedushan power? He doesn't say a word about that. He just says that if you're Notafsi but Kedushan, you're Notafsi but Zika. You know, like Yeshikayach Rabban, you knew that in your Havamina too. But your Havamina was that since Esay Daichal, this is not a case of Notafsi but Kedushan. So he's not speaking to the point. So L'chaira, you have to say that he's being mechadish here, that if it's L'tafsi but Kedusha and it's L'tafsi but Zika. Problem is, he says that three times in Dafcha, according to Rabbanan. So what do you mean mechadish it? So Shmuel is saying that because you had a Havamina, he only said it in the Rabbanan because there's no mitzvah. So, but if there's a mitzvah, then I don't care if there's no Zika. Okay, but that's very radical. Okay, I don't know. And Ilayo Dea. That sounds very radical. Anyway.
Rebbe, even if that was correct, even if Shmuel's Peshat is correct, isn't the Chiddush something different also? Meaning, shouldn't the Rambam spell out specifically that extra Chiddush? That when there is a mitzvah?
He could fit into his words. And he's saying, call every single case that there's no Tatsi but Kedusha. I'm looking for the language, Ramban. I close it. That he says that every case where it's no Tafsi but Kedushin, there's no Zika. You know, the Shleimar, Rekiva, Goli Rachmana, Bachrai, Budin, Achai, Vilavim, to call, to emphasize, put a big emphasis on that word call, to call that on the Tafsi but Kedushin, Mafkia Zika. Okay, I know, but they said Mafkia Zika. Yeah, no, that doesn't sound so good either. Okay, I don't know. First of all, are you people taking vacation Sunday or are we learning? I hope we're learning because it's Yeshiva week or something. I don't know. This was Yeshiva week. I don't know. Okay, so I'm assuming we're learning because I feel guilty because I took off so much time a week ago. So I hope we're learning. So what I like to start next week is at Parshas Drachim. The Parshas Drachim is a major Marim Makom in all this. I think I sent it to you already. It didn't write on the Parshas Drachim because it's a mislabeled sefer. The Mishnah Melech, who was an early Achron, wrote a parish on the Rambam called Mishnah Melech, and he wrote three things, maybe more than three things. He wrote the parish on the Rambam. He wrote a sefer called Parshas Drachim, which is drashas in the Chumash. And he wrote a third thing called Haggais on the sefer mitzvahs of the Rambam. So in the original old printing, they printed the Haggais on the sefer on mitzvahs of the Rambam in the back of the Parshas Drachim. So since that's where it was printed, so people call it Parshas Drachim. But really, if you get hold of the more modern Parshas Drachim, is not even in it. Because in the more modern printing of Parshas Drachim, where they have footnotes on the Parshas Drachim, they don't, you know, they wanted to make life easy on themselves. They only footnoted the Parshas Drachim. They didn't put this other thing in. But luckily for us, the Shap Sei Franco Rambams, they put this thing on the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. But everybody calls it the Parshas Drachim because in the original printing, I remember in the Queens, the old printing of a Parshas Drachim, it was in the back of the old Parshas Drachim, it was there. But it's not in the new Parshas Drachim that the yeshiva here in Miami has, does not have in the Parshas Drachim. But anyway, so it's not really called the Parshas Drachim. So Haggais of the Mishnah Melech on the Parish of Mishnah Sarambah, Parish Mitzvah Sarambah. So he has Zira Haggah and Chai Velav and Asay. So that's, and then there's a Shar HaMelech, I think, that discusses him. And then there's a Avnei Meluim. There's only like one Avnei Meluim on Yevamis. And the Avnei Meluim goes to town on this Parshas Drachim. So it becomes a very, very famous Parshas Drachim because basically, besides himself, you have all the big Achronim. That's what they talk about, this Parshas Drachim. So we'll try The lean nether, if I don't know,
maybe is it what says here, Derech Mitzvosecha? Is that it?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with it. It's a mislabeled when they quote Parshas Drachim. It's not, you won't, it's not, that's probably what it was called. That's probably it.
It fits very well into the Parshas Drachim because everything is called also Derech over there, no?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Could be, maybe, for all I know, that he did print it together. I know, but I know that in the printing of Parshas Drachim that I have, the yeshiva here has, and I know there are two new Parshas Drachim with footnotes. Just for, sometimes, you know, two people did the same idea. They footnoted the Parshas Drachim, and both of them, I don't think, has it in the back of it. So I don't know whether it originally, why not? Okay. So apparently it's not part of the original Sefer, I assume. Okay, anyway, so B'ed Hashem, we'll start that Sunday. Okay, Yashikayach, everyone.
Thank you,
Shabbos.
Thank you, have a good Shabbos.